Sheriff deputies got a call shortly before noon on Sunday, the 29th, and ultimately arrested a suspect identified as 46-year-old Ricardo Garcia of Salt Lake City. Lieutenant Andrew Wright said the incident actually started at the outlet mall. The complainant, a 51-year-old Scottsdale, Arizona man, was parked outside a store when Garcia reportedly pulled up and asked the man about who he was waiting for. The man said he was waiting for his family. He texted his family to hurry up. They then drove to the McDonald's. When the Arizona man attempted to enter the restaurant, Garcia appeared in his vehicle, blocking his way, said, quote, "I don't see your family," unquote, and pointed what was later identified as a BB handgun. Restaurant employees notified the sheriff's department. Deputies traced Garcia back to the outlet mall parking lot. He drove out of the lot onto Landmark Drive. Officers detained him in a high-risk stop with guns drawn. Landmark Drive was momentarily closed during the arrest. Lieutenant Wright said the report does not indicate a reason for the suspect's behavior. Garcia was found with methamphetamine in his pocket. He was booked on charges of threat with a weapon, open container, and possession of meth. Meanwhile, search and rescue was called out to the Whitney area of the Uintas near Gold Hill, where a group of 4 to 5 visitors from Virginia were snowmobiling. At about 2:30 p.m., the county got word that a 21-year-old man in the group had gotten separated from the others. The man, who was riding a snowmobile for the first time, later reported he got the vehicle stuck, then freed it, then got the snowmobile stuck for good a second time. The man was found at about 7 p.m., Rescuers said they could hear him screaming for help as he walked about 3/4 of a mile through snow that was more than knee-deep. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.